we're going to open up the next session with the use of hymn number 264.
Care over the new creation, the lessons that we learn in this narrow way, and therefore seek your blessing upon Brother Tim as he directs this meeting, and also upon our minds and hearts as we are prepared to receive a blessing from his ministry. We ask for these favors and give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Brother, tonight the last session is a Vesper service for Brother Tim Krupa, and we'll turn the podium over to Brother Tim.
Good evening. I'm glad you're all here. There's a song that I was going to have to sing. It goes something like this. Few are the reapers. And I was going to have the words change to singers. But we're going to make up for enthusiasm and heartfeltness for the lack of numbers, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. So there's two things that we'd like to do this evening. One is sing three songs that we don't normally sing. So we're going to project them. I did import an outstanding song leader from the East Coast, and he will be leading us in the songs. I didn't get much of a piano player. That's me. I'm going to cover the music. And then the second thing that I'm going to sandwich in between is I'm going to show you one picture of a convention. Now, the thing is, it's got 900 people in it. So we'll just take a few minutes to look at that. I don't propose to go through all 900 people, but I'm almost interested in starting a project where I could collect more of the names of those people that are in there. So I think everybody will see somebody they know. So we're going to start with, if I can get at least this side lights out so you can see the screen a little bit better. We'll start the singing. Our first song is going to be A Call to Worship. Yeah, if we can take out this side, because especially when we show the other picture.
They're not side oriented.
These are, okay, great. I think that'll work.
All right. Yeah, one. They're all.
Okay.
The outstanding song leader from the East Coast couldn't make it.
One thing.
Don is not here to push the button.
Brother Bob, do you have that thing that advances?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it up here?
Let's see where we put the.
Yeah, call on him.
Divert
the attention from me to him and pretend like he had some responsibility on this. And when you find it, I want you to give it to Sister Dawn. She'll move here.
You have to plug it in inside your computer.
You know, we rehearsed this about four or five times, and it's still. If not, you can come here and touch the down arrow. Why don't you see if it moves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Details.
Thank you.
we'll look at the picture next. Do you see, brother, what's his name over there? This is 1951, Bowling Green, Ohio, General Convention, which makes this about 60 years ago. If you are younger than 60, you don't remember much about this convention. This picture was taken in a football stadium. And I'm going to start over on the left-hand side here. And in the front row are the speakers. And, you know, you can interrupt me. At this point in time, it's going to be a little bit audience participation. And I'm just going to go through some of the brethren that you probably know. I shouldn't say that. Brother Fred Bright from New York, Julius Bednarz, started out in New Jersey, Brother Bunker Penrose, I think this is Brother McJilton from Pittsburgh, Brother Dyfer from Allentown. I can't remember this brother's name, but he's from the Northwest, I believe. I'm not sure of that brother's name. This is Brother Oberlin from Ohio, Brother Newell, Chicago, Steve Roskowitz, Grand Rapids, Ed Fay, Brother Samuels from Pennsylvania. I'm not going to do this on everybody in the picture, so don't start walking out just yet. Brother Chester Sunbaum from Saginaw. Brother Megason, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Brother Yonke from New York, Buffalo area, Tonawanda. Brother Morehouse. Oh, we have somebody in the front row here, down below. Ed Jesuit from Chicago. And Stuart Livermore. Used to be from New Jersey and moved to Israel. And I saw in the Herald that just came that he passed away. This is Brother Paul Wilbur Paul from Ohio. This is Brother Yike. Is it George O. Yike? Is that correct?
Yes.
Brother Leon Norby from the Dawn area, originally from Minneapolis, somewhere up there. Brother James Copeland from Chicago. Brother J.Y. McCauley was a pilgrim. I think this is Brother Blinn from Ohio. Alvin Raffle. Brother DeGroote, Shirley DeGroote from Grand Rapids. In the front row, Walter Wessel, Levi Jacobs. I don't know this brother's name. You know, he looks like John Gadelis, but John was hardly born then, so it's funny how people look like.
He looks like Michael Galco does now. So
yeah.
He's a
This is Brother Stuart McLeod from Saginaw, Michigan. Brother Hersher. This is Harry Hersher, the father of Neil Hersher. Martin Mitchell from New York City. Charlie Chupa, Detroit. Brother Smith was from Washington, D.C. Brother Murray from Indiana. Norman Woodworth and George Wilson. Brother Wilson, if anybody started the General Conventions, it was Brother Wilson. He got it started as a three-ecclesia convention with Chicago, I think Detroit, and Pittsburgh. That's Brother Wilson there. He was Ernest, a Frank Ernest, for many years. It's my dad. Brother Anderson, originally from New York City, then Florida. Ernest Wilde, Chicago. Pantel Hedges, New York. Brother Krebs. Where was Brother Krebs from?
California, one time.
Okay. This is Brother Judson from New Bedford, Mass. And Pilgrim Brother Zano, whose home was actually in Saginaw, Michigan. So those were the speakers that year. The next most important group is the row behind the speakers. And there's the youngsters. I'll just point out a couple that you might know. This is Bob Berecki here. Some of you knew Ron Qualick. Larry Lawlick is from Detroit. And this is Tim Krupa here in the striped shirt. There's a couple Larson boys. I think this is Dan. And who's Dan's older brother?
David.
Okay, David should be right there. I think that's David. And I'm interested later in showing you some of these things and having you tell me more of who these people are. Now this next row, I believe, is the row of who was baptized. That's my best guess. Because this is 1951, and the reason I'm saying this is that this is my Uncle Frank Gorecki, Robert's father, Pat's father, Lois Austin's father, and there's no way in July my Uncle Frank would have been wearing a suit coat unless it was the day he was immersed. And it was in that era. Helen Borner from Detroit. and then, of course, I think you'll recognize this young brother here.
David.
George David.
My mother sitting next to me.
Who is that?
I think that's my mother sitting next to me, right here.
Really?
Where's Florence?
Florence? I can show you Florence. But she's not sitting with George.
You could ask George where he was first. And find out if that was
the... We don't want to go there. Florence... Well, this could take a while. I mean, everywhere you look, it's just fun to see brethren there. While I'm up in this corner, let me show you the top corner. I think I passed, oh, here's Florence right here. These are the Bukowskis from Buffalo. Recognize Ted here? That looks like Sister Hart. Here's George and Janet Yike. This looks like the Gay Bars. Here's Brother Lyle Cook with Tommy on his lap. Here's Carl Higginson, 1951. Who else is in this screen? Californian. This looks like, is that Jerry Jurd? Is that Doris Christensen? Here's Benny and Dolores Saramack from Detroit. And Ray Luke. Not for Carl, for those of you who didn't know him. And who, okay, Butch Kosky from Buffalo. Is Ruth here?
Yeah.
It's a Butch Kosky. Here's the Simonis girls, Venice, Anna, and Esther. I'm just going to show you a couple more people. Do you see other people that you recognize?
Alpha
Caterva, yeah. Dean's, Louis Bick up top here. Mitchell. This was Norma Mitchell. Danny Kajak. Oh, look at here. Who's that? Art Jesuit. I think this is Michael and Cora's father.
Yes.
Here's a Higginsick. Milton and, no, not Milton, Wood. Lloyd. Here's Gene Burns. And I'll show you a couple on his far side real quick. You recognize this guy up here? He's in the room today. John Balin, where are you? Yeah, he's there. He's standing, look at him stand. He's standing the same way.
down to the far right is my uncle and grandma and uncle. And then over to the right, the other right. Keep going.
This way?
Yeah. Sophie and Joan and Missy. Looks like Ted Trezak.
Yes. Where is that?
Trezak
here.
Right
here. Ted.
And one more to the right. Oh, that's.
There's
my grandmother's. One more to the right.
One more to the right.
Looks like Sophie Namiski and Mike Dombowski.
Yeah, that's Sophie right there.
Okay, take this.
And brother.
It's the top button.
Is that brother Ian?
So that's Sophie right there. Sophie Namiski.
Is that Sister Rose Knocker to the left of her?
I think so. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Right there. Charlie Thornton, those of you who know Charlie Thornton is here.
Yeah. That's David Rice over here, I think.
You can't recognize him, but you saw his briefcase.
The engagement.
Okay, just a couple more on the far side to give people time. This is Walter and Vera Bleachers, those of you who know them. And Charlie Smith was from New York. I think this is the Morgans from the Pittsburgh area. I think this is Charlie Zubowski. You know, 60 years is a long time. And I got a couple more youngsters to show you.
Where's Ken and Virginia?
Ken Rawson, Virginia Rawson, Sue Burns. I think this is Ralph Glunt.
Yeah.
Is this his sister? Okay, well that's what I wanted to share with you. I thought that was kind of fun. I'm interested. I have a dream, and that is that I'm going to put this on a website, and I'm going to ask people to, when you hover over a name, you're going to see a little box, and I'm going to ask you to put the name in, just for fun, so we don't lose our total heritage. Thank you. We'll have one more. Skip through this one. And you're familiar with the words, they're in our hymn book, but this melody is from Brahms. And this will be our last, we'll turn it over to the chair.
It is not the melody you're used to singing these words to.
Verses 1, 3 through 5. This thought is very precious to us as new creatures. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, is to rule and keep our minds and hearts. We have peace no matter what the outcome conditions may be. The trials and difficulties of life come to the Lord's peoples, commingling with their joys. The rain and storm, then the sunshine. They enjoy all righteous pleasures that are in harmony with their consecration. They learn to cultivate patience in trial, knowing that patience worketh out experience, and experience worketh out more and more that hope which maketh not ashamed. Again, that's Romans 5:1-5. As for announcements, there was food left over, and it's been put in smaller containers. So if you have a desire for more for later on, there is food in the first room. It's contained in smaller packages, and you can look in the packages and decide which one you want, and you can take it with you. So with that, we'll end the evening with a word of prayer from Brother Tim.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your blessings to us. We thank you especially, Father, for the gift of your Son, for your plan of salvation. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to know some of your plans and purposes, and we look forward to the establishment of your kingdom here on earth. We thank you for the day of blessing. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn more about you and our responsibilities. We ask your blessing as we go our separate ways. If it be your will, we would be happy to meet again here tomorrow. We thank you for this day of blessing, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.